a rousing rendition of our national anthem here, as we have a, I would say, moderate-sized crowd for this first game, Jeff. Splattering of Joburg Lewiston fans and a splattering of Alcona fans.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're going to have definitely an increase here for this this second game with a couple of hungry fan bases, you know, playing that Whittemore Tawas game coming up. But hey, my friend, we got one before that, and I'm looking forward to it.
Head coach Brian Prudhomme running the big ZZ Top beard on us tonight as he gets ready to coach his Cardinals in the in their game. This will be his first playoff game as a coach.
Yeah, brand new head coach, and he's I'm sure he's excited. Probably a little bit of some butterflies going for him as well as for his kids. So here come the starting lineups.
Getting ready to get the starting lineups from the legend himself, T.D. Haskins, on the microphone here tonight. T.D.'s been around even longer than you, Jeff.
Yeah, well, I think he was actually probably broadcasting games back when I was at the Brave Cave, although it looked a little different when I was here, no doubt about it. So,
jersey number 24, Colin Buzinski.
So
this is how Joe Berger roll. They're going to start number one, Damian Harris. Number 11, Elijah Lindbert. Number 14, Will Bowden. Number 22, Thomas Fox. And number 24, Colin Buzinski. That is how the Cardinals will roll tonight. Alcona is going to counter with number four, DJ Howe. Number 14, Hayden Johnston. Number 24, Garrett Summers. Number 32, Evan Borsbald, who will get the start tonight instead of David Charbonneau. And number 50, Jacob Renchensky.
Yeah, and it'd be interesting to see. We talked a little bit about that as well with the with some of the changes that they'll have to make in rotation. It's always a little bit difficult, you know, not so much to replace the guy as it is to kind of figure out how that's going to affect how you bring guys off the bench and those types of things. So definitely see what happens. You know, it'll be one of those things as the game wears on that we'll have to keep track of.
Garrett Summers getting a big round of applause as he gets a start tonight for the Alcona Tigers.
22, Thomas Fox.
I know one person that's ready to go tonight. That would be our public address announcer. He's definitely ready to go. He's in primetime tournament form, so good to hear.
Always good to hear T.D. Haskins. I think I've heard a rumor that he's going to retire, but that started 15 years ago. That's still going on. He's still going at it. So
absolutely, and he's good as he ever was, that's for sure. So
Joe, the Cardinals will start four seniors tonight on this floor, while the Alcona Tigers will only start two, D.J. Howe and Hayden Johnston. Joburg in their all red, and Alcona in their all white with the blue guts and trim. DJ Howe will step out to midcourt to jump against Elijah Lindbert. Referee walks in, puts it up in the air, and we're underway here in Tawas. Semifinal number one. On a quick break, Alcona goes to the rim with it hard, misses. Rebound hauled down by Jacob Rusinski, but he can't put it back up. And Joburg will bring it back the other way. They get it down into the far flank in the wing. They get it into the paint, wrap it around outside. Buzinski gets it up top. Shot, count that three, as Thomas Fox opened up the scoring with a three ball. 3-0 early here, Joburg, 7:29 left in the first quarter. And a turnover for Alcona as they tried to get it underneath and threw it right out of bounds.
Good defensive set by Joburg out early. They came out in a 2-3 zone, but they're definitely pressuring the wings. So looks like Tawas is going to back off, and Alcona is going to back off and go man.
Harris brings it in, gets it down, gets it back on a nice give and go underneath, and Harris pops it in for two, and just like that, it's 5-0 Joburg, and we almost wrote the script for this, didn't we, Jeff?
Yeah, we just talked about this. This is what can happen. So Alcona just needs to settle it down a little bit.
DJ Howell try it from out by the logo, and he misses. Rebound hauled down by Harris. And back the other way again for Joburg. They set up outside. Thomas Fox. He almost throws it away, but into the willing hands of Will Bowden. Bowden drives the lane, tries to put it up. Stripped, and that's a turnover. And hauled away the other way by Hayden Johnston.
Good defense by Johnston. Alcona will hurry, hustle it up the floor, and that's Summers with the bucket there to get Alcona into the scoring column. It's 5-2.
Right back the other way now up top. Harris gets it to Fox. Fox waits for the pick, thinks about it, hands it off back to Harris. Harris transitions it back to Fox. Fox thought about it, gave up his dribble, looking for help, gets it all the way up top to Bowden. Bowden cross court to Harris. Harris works the top of the circle, gets it to Fox just inside the circle. Not in a big hurry. Joburg with some patience right now. They recall another play and they'll wait for picks. Thomas Fox patiently up at the top. Gets it down low and a big block there by Borsvald as they got the ball down in the slot nice, and then Alcona batted it right out of bounds on the layup attempt.
Yeah, really nice back cut by Joburg. Got a good look at the bucket, but going to be denied by a combination of Borsvald and Johnston as the Cardinals get it inbounds.
Fox up top. Gets it around the corner to Bowden. Bowden centers it. Back out. Bowden will run it up the baseline, and he gets fouled. That'll be the first foul of the game.
I believe that was Rashinsky with the foul.
They're going to call it a shooting foul as well, so... Bowden will go to the line. Foul will be on Evan Borsvald.
Sorry, they called that on Borsvald. Could have went either way, I believe.
First free throw won't go. One of the things that Joburg is going to have to do is make these free throws tonight. Bowden will get another chance at a second one. That one won't go either. Rebound hauled down by Borsvald. And he sends it back the other way. Johnston down to the corner for a three ball, and Garrett Summers ties it up at five.
Nice job by Summers of getting himself big. Got to the corner, got a nice dish, and knocked it down for a 5-5 ball game here early. Just under three gone here in the first quarter.
Fox up top, works the ball to Buzinski. Buzinski back to Fox, thought about the three, works it inside the circle. Gets it back to Bowden. Bowden takes it down the far wing, kicks it back outside. Fox up top. Thought about it once, slapped away by DJ Howe. Fox gets possession again, gets it down low to Elijah Lindbert. Puts one up, won't go. Rebound hauled down by Rashinsky. Rashinsky forwards it all the way up, and that's got to be a charging foul. As Garrett Summers went through the paint. And a really good accept of that foul by Joburg there.
Yeah, absolutely, and a little bit out of control, and we talked about that. Summers has got to play within himself. That athleticism and that speed sometimes can get away from him. He's got to stay under control.
5-5 here in the first quarter, 4:20 remaining. Cardinals ball. Nice quick hands on the outside by Hayden Johnston. Slapped that pass away. Cardinals will throw it back inbounds. Harris dumps it into Buzinski. Buzinski works up top. Gets it to Harris. He'll shoot the three. Won't go off the rim. Rebound flipped out and pulled down by Hayden Johnston, and he's right back the other way. Kicks it out to the corner. Summers for two from inside, and he'll get that. Alcona Tigers got their first lead now, 7-5, 3:53 remaining. Harris back the other way now. Gets it to Bowden. Bowden with a nice bounce pass, free, easy little layup there as Thomas Fox walks that one right in, and it's all tied back up at seven.
Fundamentally, I really like what Joburg is doing. They're running a really patient and a well thought out offense early on here.
DJ Howe sends it to the corner, and that ball goes out of bounds, and that'll be the Tigers' second turnover. Got our first substitution of the night as Ricky Schott comes in for Evan Borsvald. Cardinals inbounds. Damian Harris slowly walks it over the timeline. 3:21 left in a 7-7 ball game. District semifinal. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson, giveaway by Joburg back the other way. Nice pass. Ricky shot off the window. Count that. 9-7 now, Alcona.
That was Summers doing what Summers does well. He gets out in transition and a really nice dish for an easy bucket.
Damian Harris gets it right down below us here to Thomas Fox. Fox gets it back to Harris underneath to Bowden. Bowden with a little spin move off the wing, though, and you can count that.
Good move down at the low block. He got good position, and Johnston lost his footing a little bit. Easy bucket.
And Joburg not going anywhere. Back the other way, DJ Howe, Summers, over to Ricky Schott, inside to Johnston. Kicked out on the far wing to Reshensky. To Johnson, to Howe underneath. And they're going to call a foul as he got DJ Howe on the arm while he was shooting it, trying to make that alley-oop. And he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, nice look. I love the way when they work that through the post. I think Alcona, when they're running their offense through that high post, through Johnston or through DJ Howe at that high post, is when they're the most effective offensively, as Howe will go to the line to shoot a couple. And the first one he knocks down for the first lead of the ball game for the Alcona Tigers, as we'll see Sam Johnston for the first time tonight. As he checks in,
Jacob Renchensky takes a seat. Howe looking at his second free throw here. And doesn't get the roll that time. Rebound hauled down by Will Bowden. And right back the other way into the corner. Harris couldn't control it. That's a bad turnover for Joburg. Right back the other way now. Summers down low to DJ Howe, puts it off the glass. Gets himself a nice little puppy. And now Alcona builds that lead up to three with 2:04 left. Harris up top for Fox. Fox waiting for a pick. Fox tries to muscle his way in the paint. He does. Waits, puts it off the window. Over DJ Howe. Count that. 12-11. Joburg 1 point down. Back the other way, almost a giveaway. Johnston, Summers, both working hard down in the corner. Alcona hanging on to possession of the ball. Ricky Schott, Hayden Johnson up top, inside to DJ Howe, free throw line. Finger roll won't go, rebound. And ball on the floor, and we're going to have a foul.
DJ Howe starting to get some good looks now. That one, he just fell away a little bit, didn't quite square his shoulders up, and left it just a little bit short, hung it out on the short iron. Second foul, it looks like, on, that's number 11, Lindbert with his second. So
Wallenmeyer checks in for Hayden Johnson. Alcona will throw it in inbounds under the glass. Wallenmeyer gets it up top to Schott. Three-pointer won't go. Summers was long with it. Rebound comes down to Ricky Schott. And Ricky Schott lighting it up in the first quarter here off the bench. 14-11, Alcona. Down in the corner, Bowden gets it underneath. Nice pass, nice finish. And Lindbert picks up a bucket.
Once again, good offense by Joburg, and here comes Alcona the other way as shots off wide, rebound fought for, and we're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow going to look, going to go to Joburg.
So with 49 seconds left here in the first quarter, Joburg will have a chance to grab the lead again. Had a couple lead changes already. 14-13 right now, Alcona. Fox thought about shooting the three, hands it off to Harris. Harris wraps it around, stays outside the circle. Will Bowden gets it over to Fox. Fox does shoot this time, won't go, double rattle. Rebound, Fox gets his own, finger roll, in the lane, won't go. Another rebound they haul down. Brought down by Nowak, gets it outside, and Joburg knocks it down on another nice bucket by Fox.
Yeah, Coach Summers not going to be happy with that one at all. Excuse me, Coach Cole, as they got out-hustled there. Three rebounds in a row for Joburg as Alcona down low, kicks it back out from the corner three. no good for Summers, and saved but underneath the bucket. And what have we got? We're going to have a foul on the floor. Looks like that's going to stay here. And on the floor, Alcona will get it. No time on the clock, but I didn't hear a buzzer, so.
Yeah.
They'll have to put a little bit of time back on the clock, I'm assuming.
Yeah, the foul was on 24, Colin Basinski, and all they had to do was let that ball go out of bounds.
Yeah.
That's all they had to do. He didn't have to save it, didn't have to do any of that. And that'll be the end of our first quarter.
Well, there we go.
15 for Johannesburg, Lewiston for the Cardinals, and 14 for the Tigers. We'll take a break. We'll be back with you after this on 103.3, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson, 15-14, Joburg on top of Alcona as we get ready to start our second quarter. And my partner Jeff Erickson is going to do himself a little play-by-play to save our voices on this long Wednesday night.
Yeah, here we go. Alcona brings it up, and over to the corner, DJ Howe. Take a look, nothing there. Joburg staying in that 2-3 zone. Corner to Howe, three ball off, rebound underneath, and kicked around, and Hayden Johnston with the follow. Knocks one down for a 16-15 Alcona victory, or excuse me, Alcona lead.
Back the other, ahead of yourself on that.
I was. Back the other way comes Joburg, swings it around to the corner, and inside bounce pass, fall away jumper is no good. Off the rim, rebound, Alcona coming the other way up to Hayden Johnston. Johnston slows it down, kicks it out front, and working around to the top, back to Johnston. Patient offense here by Alcona, going through the center to Borsma, back to DJ Howe. Back to the corner, good defense, good hands, and a steal by Joburg, coming the other way, dump down low, left side, lay-in is good, and bucket by 24, Basinski makes it 17-16. Alcona back the other way, Johnston inside, dumps it down low, Borsvold turns it over, ball on the floor, loose ball, everybody on the floor, recovered by Joburg, and we're going to have a foul.
And the foul's going to go against Alcona. It's going to be Joburg ball with 6:29 left here. What a scramble that was for the ball. It looked like a football game.
Yeah, everybody getting on the floor, and that's, as a coach, that's what you want to see. You want to see them getting after it, and that's exactly what we had. So got to appreciate that.
Garrett Summers comes back in for the Tigers.
A little bit of a 1-2-2 full court press here. Going to try to put some pressure as Joburg looks to break it, and they do. They get it to the center, and now over to the wing, and look to dump it down low to Bowden, but went off his hands and out of bounds, and will come the other way. Possession, Alcona. Garrett Summers brings it up. They extend the defense out to half court. Down low, nice pass to DJ Howe. Muscles in, and good luck for DJ for a bucket.
And that right there is how they'll be effective tonight, with DJ Howe getting it inside to him.
And nearly a turnover in the backcourt, as we're going to have a foul going against Alcona here as they got it over half court. That's going to be the second on Summers. So
yeah, Garrett Summers tried for the steal, couldn't get it, and then just ran into the player. Kind of an unintentional foul, and he'll take a seat, and Ricky Schott will come back into the game. And that's okay, Ricky Schott, you're not losing much there. Ricky Schott's had a good first quarter.
He has. He's had a good first quarter as well. So Joburg inbounds into the backcourt, turns the corner here, and gets it. Free throw line extended out to the corner. Three ball, no good. As a good look for Harris, couldn't knock it down. Rebound comes out to Alcona, and they'll bring it up. Works it around to the corner, back out front. This is Hayden Johnston. Johnston looking inside, trying to get it down low to Howe. Reverses it around to the corner. That's Roshinsky. Roshinsky into the center to Howe. Howe back to Roshinsky to the corner. Corner three ball is good.
My
That's
guy,
our
Ricky
boy shot.
Shot again.
You betcha. And 21-17, Alcona with the lead. Pressure back on. Joburg's able to break it, get it into the front court. Fox over to the corner, and a good take here by Bowden, as couldn't knock it down, did everything but finish as Alcona comes the other way. Wild scramble underneath and going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Alcona with just under five to play here in the second quarter.
Yeah, good, real good contest so far here, a quarter and a half in.
Alcona extending the defense. And trapped to the corner and gets hands on it. DJ Howe with the steal. Brings it up the right-hand side, draws contact. Little shot there from the corner, mid-range, no good. Rebound comes down to Joburg, and that's Fox. Fox brings it up and kicks it to the corner. This is Harris. Harris for three, and you can count that one. 21-20, we got us a ball game, 4:18 left. This is Johnston, dribbles it up, brings it to the corner, nearly lost it. Shot up, no good, rebound underneath, and we're going to have a jump ball. As Wallenmeyer tried it from the corner, just a little bit short, never quite got set. And on the held ball, it'll go back to Joburg.
Possession arrow is a good thing right now for Joburg, down one with 4:05 left to play. And another turnover.
And here's a steal by Alcona, and then we're going to get a reach-in foul as that looks like it's going to be Harris picking up the foul on the way in. And only 4-4 with the fouls here, only eight fouls here in the first half. So Alcona will get it underneath. They look to inbound, and they do. Over to the corner, three ball up, no good. Rebound, that's Hayden Johnston. His shot partially blocked, and he got his own rebound off the block, but turned and threw it out of bounds, so it'll go back to Joburg.
Good hustle play there by Joburg on defense. Nice block on the rebound.
Joburg works it around to the backcourt, get it over half court, and looking down low, looked like it was tipped. No, they're going to say it was not tipped, so it's going to be an errant pass, going to go out of bounds here, and Alcona will get possession with 3:43 left to play here in the first half.
As soon as Kyler Nowak threw that ball, he knew he wanted it back as he threw it straight out of bounds.
And work it around to the corner, looks underneath. Beautiful pass by Johnston. Found Howe wide open at the low block. And you know what DJ Howe is going to do with that one. You can count it, 23-20. As Joburg works it up, and they get stolen here by Johnston once again to DJ Howe. And we're going to get a timeout. No, inadvertent whistle.
Inadvertent whistle. The referee thought Alex Cole stood up and said timeout, but he didn't.
Much better in this sport than in the one that I officiate. You never want to see one in football, but we'll just reset, and here we go. So Johnston over the corner, DJ Howe, and DJ Howe had it go right through his hands and into the hallway, so Joburg will bring it up. Once again, Alcona in that press as Joburg looks to break the press and throws it away. Here comes DJ Howe, and DJ Howe is going to put it down. Brings down the big hammer. And
big slam
25-20.
Dunk, but they're going to. Yep.
And
yeah, so what happened there was DJ Howe stole the ball, which was great, and bad turnover for the Cardinals. He made a nice dunk, and then afterwards, because he was so fired up, he threw the ball.
Yeah, he kind of caught it. Kind of caught it as it come out through the bottom and bottom of the net. So back to live action here as Joburg's able to break the press. They get it up into the corner, and they try to get it to the center where it's promptly stolen by DJ Howe, and Alcona will take over up five. Howe around front to Johnston. Johnston over to, that's 42 shot. Shot into the center where DJ Howe had it and lost it. Johnston recovers it out front, and he'll reset. And with that, we're going to get a timeout. So with 2:13 left to go here in the first half, 25-20, we'll go to break.
Welcome back, Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson, 25-20 right now. Alcona up on top of Joburg, 2:13 left to play. Keep her going, Jeff.
Alcona inbound and looks to working around inside. DJ Howe flashes to the center, but nothing there. So they kick it back out to the corner. Three ball in the air, no good. Attempt by Summers, rebound to Joburg. That's Harris, brings it up. Swings it around up top, looks to the corner. A nice cut there by 24. That's Basinski as he had a nice little give and go, and he drew the foul. So only going to be the fifth foul. Wasn't on the shot, so Joburg will get it underneath, and they'll reset as we go just under two to play here in the first half. Joburg inbounds, looks to the corner where it's promptly stolen, knocked away by Johnston. Ball comes out to Hebert, and they'll get it to the front court to DJ Howe, and Johnston will reset. Johnston trapped up front, dumps it to the low block, down low to DJ Howe. DJ Howe loses it, but that's going to be off a Joburg foot, so it'll stay in possession of Alcona. 1:32 left here in the first half, 25-20 Tigers. Inbound comes in to Hebert. Hebert over to Johnston. Summers flashes to the center. Nice up and under move. And 2 points for the sophomore. That's Garrett Summers.
Very talented athletic basket there to put Alcona up seven.
Alcona backs off the press here and goes to a man-to-man, tight man by Johnston. And there's a turnover. Johnston coming the other way. And wisely slows it down as he didn't have numbers. Swings it over into the corner. Hebert, little back and forth to Summers over in the corner, dumps it down low. That's Borsvald, and Borsvald is going to get fouled. They're going to say that's on the floor. As we've gone under a minute, and we're not in the bonus yet.
Foul's going to go on number 10, Kyler Novak.
As Hebert checks out of the game, he's had a really solid minutes here for Alcona here in this first half as Rashinsky also checks into the game. And he'll give Borsvald a blow. Inbound pass picked off by Joburg. They're going to come the other way, and they promptly slow it down, and they'll set up top. Dumps it down low to Bowden, and Bowden's going to lay it in from the left side to cut it to five as we go under 40 seconds to play here in the first half.
Joburg could use one more here before half.
DJ Howe over in the corner, backs him down, back outside. Here's Summers. Summers with a nice ball fake to Johnston into the center, and nice easy mid-range jumper. 29-22 as we got 15 seconds left here to play in this first half. And it looks like Joburg's going to be content to settle for one. Over into the corner, under five to go. Dumps it down low. They got to shoot. Last second shot is partially blocked as Bowden couldn't get it to go. And we're going to go to halftime with the score. Alcona 29, Joburg 22.
Ladies and gentlemen, you go ahead and enjoy this week in MHSAA coming up at halftime, and we'll be back after that to bring you the second half of this game. You're listening to 103.3 Hits FM, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger back with you with Jeff Erickson, getting ready, counting it down here for the start of our second half. 29 for the Alcona Tigers, 22 for the visiting Joburg Cardinals. Good first half. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by the Alpena Community College in Oscoda and Alpena, Coletta Air of Oscoda, Michigan, the Dockside Marine of Glennie, Michigan, Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena, Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville, and by Kohl's Appliance of Lincoln and Tawas. So a good first half we saw, competitive, 7-point lead for Alcona, and they'll inbounds to get things started here in the second half. Garrett Summers up top to DJ Howe. Back down on the corner to Summers. Three ball won't go. Off the rim. Rebound hauled down by Lindbergh.
Good rebound.
And Joburg heads back the other way. Fox gets it down low. Nice layup. Runner won't go. Off the iron and rebound hauled down by DJ Howe. His first rebound of the night. Summers gets it underneath. Real nice pass. Up with it goes Renchensky. Up a second time. Gets his own rebound. Won't go. Joburg heads back the other way. Looking for points. Harris for three. Won't go. Off the iron. Summers picks up his rebound. Fast-paced action to start the third quarter here. Underneath to Borsvald. Little turnaway left-hander, and that goes.
Good-looking left hand by Borsvald. Had to go to the offhand as he got a little bump, but he fought through it.
Back the other way now for Joburg, who could use some points right now. In the corner for a three. Air ball completely misses. Summers with another board. And the Tigers could move this into a little bit of a situation where Joburg's not going to be able to dig out of it. But they turn it over and give Joburg the ball back again. 9-point lead right now for Alcona.
Yeah, and that was really an unforced turnover. You hate to see that if you're an Alcona fan, because they had a chance right there to really go up double digits for the first time tonight.
Damian Harris gets it over to Bowden. Bowden gets it underneath. A lot of contact.
A lot of contact,
no foul.
And no call. Howe looked like he got him pretty solid with the body, but no call.
Renchesky hauls the board down. Get it back the other way. DJ Howe works outside the circle to Summers. Brings it inside the circle. Kicks it up top. Johnston for three. Count it. Hayden Johnston. Big three ball. 12-point lead. Biggest lead of the night now for the Tigers. Cardinals come back. And head coach will call a timeout. We'll take a quick one with him. We'll be back on 103.3, your power station for sports. Back with you at the Brave Cave, Kurt Romberger and Jeff Erickson. We're glad you're tuning in for this doubleheader tonight. Joburg inbounds. Basinski gets it inside, up top to Fox. Fox waits for a pick. Bounce pass to Harris. Harris will work the outside of the circle and then turns it over as Borsvald calls it out of midair on a good turnover for the Cardinals. Back the other way. Summers to Johnston. Hayden Johnston looks around. Gets it up top to Wallenmeyer. Wallenmeyer to Summers. Pops for two. Won't go off both rims. Hauled down by Bowden. Joburg in desperate need of some points here. 5 1/4 left in our third. They wrap it around the outside, get a bounce pass underneath, and Bowden goes up, and Bowden will get two, and that was a real, real nice look, and they need more of that and quick. DJ Howe back the other way, walks into contact, and they call a charge on DJ Howe, and
yeah, just DJ was just a little bit out of control right there. You've got to maintain your composure a little bit. Just drop that shoulder, went right into him. Easy call by the official.
Bowden, the Joburg player, got up a little gingerly. Seems to be okay, shaking it off. And now the Cardinals will bring the ball over to timeline. Harris over to Fox. Fox back up top to Harris, way out by the logo. Gets it down to Basinski. Basinski back up top to Harris again. Good solid zone defense, almost a turnover there. And now they do turn it over as Wallenmeyer rips it out, goes back the other way. Summers goes up, contact, count it, and an old-fashioned coming our way. That's a great drive to the rim that
really
time
by nice,
Grant.
Really nice look off the way. He had a guy on the right-hand side. He looked him off, stayed with the left hand, went up, absorbed the contact. He's going to get a chance for the three-point play.
Sam Johnson re-enters the game for Borsvald. Garrett Summers putting himself together a heck of a game right now. 4:40 left here, and he makes the old-fashioned three-pointer, and it's 37-24 Alcona. They try the trap at half court, but Joburg breaks it, gets it over the timeline. Fox works it down low. Off the knuckle, gets it back up top to Basinski. Basinski to Harris. Harris to Baczynski, turns it over.
Good hands right there, and here come Alcona back the other way. DJ Howe down low with a beautiful look. Johnston with a nice finish on the other side, and this lead has grown to 15.
Joburg needs points and needs them quick. Down in the lane, off the glass, nice finish. Good bucket by Lindbergh. 39-26, district semifinal. Wallenmeyer up top to Summers, over to Hayden Johnston. Johnston works, he's trapped. And the ball goes out of bounds, but Joburg tipped it out, so it'll stay with the Tigers. 3:44 remaining in our third quarter. Summers inbounds it. Raken Wallenmeyer to Hayden Johnston, to Wallenmeyer to Johnston. Johnston looked down low. And Wallenmeyer's pass to Johnston was a little bit too firm, and they turn it over unnecessarily. Cardinals inbounds. Harris to Baczynski. Baczynski back to Harris. Down low in the corner to Lindbergh. Lindbergh drives. Stop by Howe up top. Three-pointer won't go. Long rebound. Saved. Thrown out top. Baczynski gets it to Bowden. Bowden off the glass. Won't go. Rebound for Hayden Johnston with flailing arms. He pulls it down.
Good rebound by Johnston. Here comes Alcona the other way.
Down to DJ Howe. Low spin move off the window and count it. DJ Howe, nobody does it better inside down low than DJ Howe of the Alcona Tigers.
No, really nice up and under, went up under the rim and came back with the left hand. And this game is starting to get a little bit out of control here, 41-26.
Up top, Harris gives it to Colin Baczynski. Back to Harris, way high. And the timeout, it'll be a full timeout. We'll take one with them on 103.3 Hits FM. We'll be back after this. Drew Hamburger, Jeff Erickson back with you. 41-26, Alcona on top right now. And tonight's game is brought to you in part by Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake, The Lunchbox of Kern, Michigan, Chris Mart of Lincoln, Mary Becker's Heart of Up North Realty in Grayling, Tawas Tool, a subsidiary of Starcutter in East Tawas, Lewiston Hotel and Grill, Kirkland Insurance Agency of Lewiston and Mayo, and Lewiston Septic. We love our sponsors. We wouldn't be doing this without you, and we appreciate all you do for us. Joburg inbounds into the backcourt to Harris. Harris gets it over to timeline, being guarded closely by Ricky Schott. Fox makes a move. He'll shoot two-pointer off the front rim. Rebound hauled down by who else but Garrett Summers. Bad giveaway there off the hands of DJ Howe, and Joburg will have the ball again.
Situation again, Alcona just a little bit out of control, and Howe just couldn't maintain it as we move forward here with a 15-point deficit. Joburg needing a bucket.
Harris up top, whale by the logo, gets it into the middle. Bowden goes to go through the paint, and he gets called for a travel. A lot of contact as he was going through that travel, but no call. Alcona ball, 1:56, the clock moving. Alcona in no hurry. Summers to Johnston. Johnston drives into the paint, free throw line, pops it back out to Ricky Schott. They work it inside, and Garrett Summers pops from the free throw line, a nice little Garrett jumper, Summers. And that goes. And that extends the lead to 43-26. 17-point lead now for Alcona. Harris, Fox up top. Fox looks, thought about it, gives it off to Bowden. Bowden thinks about the three, cross-court pass. They work it down to Fox. He won't shoot it. Gets it back down in the corner. Baczynski for three, won't go. Rebound. Looked like a good block, but they're going to call a foul as underneath Elijah Lindbergh pulled the bar down, went back up, and looked like a pretty clean block here, but they're going to call a foul, and it's on Summers, so Lindbergh will go to the line to shoot two.
That's going to be the third on Summers, and it looks like we're going to get some activity here as Hebert going to check back in. He gave him some really good minutes in that first half, did Hebert.
And Elijah's first is good.
Or is that A-Bear?
Caden Hebert is in the lineup for Alcorn Tigers.
Former Michigan Panther great That's quarterback exactly right. Bobby A-Bear.
That's right.
Spelled the same. Lindbergh for his second. Won't go. Rebound hauled down by DJ Howes. He went up high for that.
Yeah, he did. Showed his athleticism on that rebound.
Coming up on the 1 minute mark. Hayden Johnston way up top gets it to Ricky Schott. Ricky Schott definitely has the hair of the night. Turns it over. Straight back the other way. Nice layup. Won't go. Harris gets a rebound. That won't go. Two in a row as Harris pulled down a rebound after a layup attempt by Baczynski.
Good hustle getting back to kind of make that shot just a little bit more difficult as Hebert hustled back.
Harris tosses it way up top and turns it over right back the other way for Hebert. Hebert goes up, nice right-handed layup right under the glass. So Caden Hebert gets in the game and he gets right in the score sheet.
Hebert's starting to give him some good minutes here in the second half as well as Joburg comes back. Three ball from the corner, no good. DJ Howe with the rebound.
Howe pulls it down, heads back the other way, gets it down in the corner. Might as well shoot it again, says Hebert. Short, but Hayden Johnson's right there. Puts the bucket in and will go to the line for an old-fashioned three. Just like that, this game's went from a tight race to a 20-point whitewash right now.
Yeah, it's come about pretty quickly. Joburg just can't seem to really get anything going offensively and sustain it as Alcona looks like they're going to bring in some fresh faces tonight.
Big senior Owen Borswald checks into the game. Hayden Johnson can't complete the three-point play. Rebound comes out deep all the way out to Javier Barragre. Barragre, his first action in the game for Joburg. They get it up top. Fox thought about it. Big shot from Baczynski way outside. Won't go. And that'll end our third quarter. 47-27 after three here at the Brave Cave. We'll be back after this on 103.3, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger back with Jeff Erickson. Well, that deteriorated in that third quarter real quick. 20-point lead now for the Tigers as they are in command and control of this district semifinal. I'd like to thank a few more of our sponsors, Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, Alcona Tool of Lincoln, Cole Forest Products of Lincoln, Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, Lincoln Hardware, Janice Tire and Auto of Oscoda and East Tawas.
And Joburg will start with the ball here in the fourth quarter as they get it inbound. It's promptly stolen away, and here comes Alcona going the other way as they'll bring it up. That was shot with the steal and around up front. This is Summers. Summers inside to DJ Howe, goes up in the paint over top of everyone. Good look, but no good. Rebound comes down to Joburg, and here they come the other way. Needing some points here in a hurry, down 20. Swinging around to the corner. That's Lindbergh. Lindbergh kicks it out front and around to the corner, reverses the ball. Three ball in the air for Fox, no good. Taps it away, rebound, and he's going to get a reaching foul on Fox.
Yeah, not much he could do there. Tough foul, not the kind of foul you want to take. Only his first of the night, but fouls have been at a minimal tonight. There has not been a lot of aggression tonight.
No, there really hasn't, and it's not been, I don't think it's been a poorly officiated game. I think it's just one of those situations where neither team's been overly aggressive as Alcona will get it up into the front. Little half-court trap goes awry, kicks it down low, and the big fella getting into the scoring column. That's Borswald.
And that's why you got to like Ricky Schott. What an unselfish assist.
Joburg back the other way with it. Working that 2-3 zone. Nice little hop step and a kick back to the corner for three, and that's going to be good. And a much-needed shot for Fox as he brings him a little bit closer with a three ball. Summers quickly the other way, kicks it out to, looks like, shot in the corner. That's Borswald with the rebound. Back out front to Summers. Summers for three, and booked that one for Summers, who's had himself a really nice game tonight. Coming the other way is the Cardinals. Content to swing it around up front, working on that Alcona 2-3 zone. Flash to the center as we go down low, popping it down low block. That's Fox with the bucket.
Real nice backdoor.
Check that, that's Lindbergh.
Nice feed, nice finish.
Absolutely. Coming the other way is Alcona, quickly works it up over into the corner. DJ Howe gets the loose ball and they'll slow it down as it's Summers out front. Summers over into the corner, back inside DJ Howe. DJ Howe, short jumper, no good, but we're gonna have a foul, and looks like they're going to get Borswald on the clear out.
That's okay, the big guy's got himself a bucket and a foul, he's on the stat sheet.
Absolutely.
Good for the senior.
Here comes Joe Berg up the floor as we go just under 5.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. Alcona on cruise control right now, poked away. And here we come the other way. Knocked away from shot as it's going to go out of bounds, but they're going to call a foul. That one's going to be a reach-in foul on 24 Baczynski. That'll be his second foul of the night. Just the fourth team foul here in the second half. Inbound to shot. Shot tried to dump it low, down low to Borswald, but that one was tipped away and will stay in possession. They'll call the ball. Summers to inbound. Kicks it out front. Finds DJ Howe right back to Summers in the corner. Three ball is up and away. And you can count that one. Three more for the youngster. That's the sophomore, Garrett Summers, putting together a nice night tonight. Over in the corner trying to respond is the Joburg. Shot goes awry and quickly up the other way to the corner, and that's going to be shot on a beautiful assist. Point guard Summers doing a little bit of everything tonight. Quickly back the other way comes Joburg. Into traffic, turns it over. Howe goes down, and officials are going to get together. I think we're going to stay here, and we are.
Another substitution coming in late for the Tigers here. Nathan Nardi is going to see a little bit of action. He sneaks into the game. Out goes Garrett Summers. If he was at a home crowd right now, he'd get a nice round of applause exiting the game.
Yes, he would, as Joburg will inbound underneath and tipped away. Good hands by Howe, but it comes out to Joburg, and they'll reset up top. This is Fox up top. Alcona goes into a man-to-man. Turning the corner is Barragay, knocked away and controlled by Alcona. Going the other way, and oh, Kachowski had it here underneath. Looks like a lot of contact, but they're going to call him for a travel. Right as Joburg will take over as DJ Howe is going to get a little bit of a rest here with 4:15 left to go. It'll be interesting to see if we see him back. Alcona in cruise control here, 57-32. As inbound pass comes to Fox, no good off right, rebounded by, looks like ball got away, but we're going to call a foul here. Shot had the rebound and got bumped, so in the backcourt they'll keep it, just the fifth team foul of the half. Shot going to run the point here for Alcona as he kicks it over to Wallenmeyer. Wallenmeyer with a couple of dribbles to Borswald. Borswald around the top gets knocked away and scrambled for the ball as Alcona is going to maintain possession, kicks it in the corner. This is Borswald. Borswald way out front. Long shot for three is no good. Off rebound, Borswald. Underneath, another rebound, fight for it, and Borswald with it, and we're going to have a held ball possession era to Alcona.
Yep, it's going to stay with Alcona. 3:39 left. 25-point lead for the Tigers now as they wind this one up and bring this one home and are going to find themselves with a place in the district final on Friday evening.
Inbound comes in, and a quick foul by Joburg. That'll be their seventh, so we'll see who's going to the line.
Team six.
We'll check that. There's a team six foul. I apologize. So inbound underneath for Alcona, underneath their own bucket. And they get it out to Schott. Schott, one dribble. And they're going to call Schott for a little off-arm action there, and they're going to get an offensive foul. So we're going to turn around and head the other way. Joburg with possession as we come up on 3.5.
Love Ricky Schott's style of play. He's always aggressive, always going to the rim.
Harris brings it up for Joburg. We're in the corner. That's Basinski. Basinski back to Fox. Fox nowhere to go. Back out front to Harris. Harris inside, kicks it over to Fox. Fox with a mid-range jumper, and you can count it, and we're going to get a foul after the bucket, I believe. That's going to be on Borsvald trying to clear space. And we're going to stay down here. Joburg will maintain possession. They're going to take it out underneath the bucket.
Another late sub. William O'Neill will see a little floor time for the Tigers as Ryan Wallenmeyer takes a sit after putting his minutes in for the night. Joburg will take over with 3:08 underneath the glass.
They get it inbounds to Fox. Fox over into the corner. Dribble but knocked away. Comes out to Fox out top. Fox will kick it back out to the top, and Joburg will reset. Fox into the paint. Spin move, no good. Rebound, Borsvald. And Borsvold thought he was fouled, but they're going to call a held ball instead, and possession arrow will keep it at this end with Joburg.
Big Owen thought he had that rebound to himself.
Yeah, he brought it down a little bit and got it stolen by one of the little guys. So way out front to Fox. Fox over into the corner. That's Basinski. Basinski to Bowden. Bowden back cross court. Shot up and away, no good. Rebound comes out and on the ground, all kinds of contact. And what do we got? We're going to have a foul here. We've got bodies all over the floor here on both sides, and they're going to get a foul. Looks like Nardi will pick up his first foul, team's seventh. So seventh foul of the half means that Joburg will go to the line.
First time we've got to the bonus all night, Jeff.
It is.
2:35 left in our game.
Fairly clean game as we'll get Bowden for first one. So he will get a second shot at another point as first time in the game is Kinsey checking in as Fox will go out. Fox had a really nice game tonight.
Played a lot of minutes tonight, Thomas Fox did.
Second shot for Bowden away and no good. Rebound down to Alcona. That's good rebound for Alcona to bring it out top to, and check that, we're going to get a timeout. We had a tie up in the corner, so we're going to save them some time here, and we'll go to break here. 2:22 left here, 57-35.
On 103.3, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson back with you at the Brave Cave. Counting down our final 2 minutes and 20 seconds here.
Alcona inbounds, but stolen away, going the other way for Joburg. And a nice bucket there for number 14, that's Bowden, as they'll pick up the intensity here in the backcourt just a little bit, as Alcona is going to be able to break that, and they'll get it up into the front court. Inside to Borsvold. Borsvold, a nice little up and under, no good. Rebound coming the other way is Joburg. And they get it out front, easy bucket, nice and easy. That's Bowden once again. So a couple in a row for him as we'll get a blocking foul in the backcourt as they begin to pick up the pressure just a little bit. That's going to be Harris with the foul. That's going to be his third.
Team 7, so they'll shoot 1-1. I'd like to thank our remaining sponsors for tonight's game. North Central Credit Union of Grayling, Houghton Lake, Roscommon and Standish, and Alpena Alcone Area Credit Union with 10 locations to serve you. Nice round of applause for number 11, Elijah Lindbergh, who's coming out of the game. He's a senior. You can see the emotion between him and the coach. These guys playing their last game in front of a crowd probably for the rest of their lives, and it can be an emotional situation as a senior coming out of a game.
Yeah, absolutely, and a class move by the coach to bring them out, allow them to be able to get their last-minute cheers as Alpona on the other end, Nardi, makes the first free throw, and it's 58-39 now with 1:46 left.
And he'll sub out one more. He's going to send Quentin Tobias in, and another senior, Colin Baczynski, takes his seat to a big hug from the coach.
Drake Fulton going to come into the game as well, and Bowden will check out to a nice round of applause.
Classy move, you know what I mean? A lot of coaches, a lot of young coaches that are first year don't know how to do this.
And they don't think about
it. That's exactly how you do it.
Yep, and they don't think about it. You know, they don't think to have it as tears are flowing on the other end. We talked about it. Just kind of the finality starts to set in for Joburg.
Yep.
You know, and it's a struggle when you're talking about a two-win season. It's always a struggle as, you know, you through struggle, through that comes a lot of triumph as another one of the seniors checks out here. That's Kinsey, and hugs all around for him. So bucket was good at the other end, 59-39 as we go below 2 minutes. Joburg with possession out front. As we look to wrap this one up, pass inside and then tried a little give and go, no good, off the foot of Borsvold, and Joburg will stay in possession.
Kikulich will stay with the Cardinals.
Cardinal inbound, that's Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to the corner, that's Barragay. Barragay kicks it out front. Going to get it back to him, works it around the other side to the corner. Boesvold pokes one away, and steal for Alcona coming the other way. Out front is Nardi. Nardi dribbles it up front and kicks it out to O'Neill. O'Neill out front to Zukowski. Zukowski into the corner. Back to Nardi. Nardi off his foot, gives it away. Coming the other way is Joburg. Joburg, quick look underneath, one dribble up, and in the face of Borsvold. Really nice shot by Benny Lindbergh. So Benny getting himself into the scoring column tonight as we go under 1 minute. 18-point game, Alcona on top. And long shot here, one-handed shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Alcona. And that's going to be Nardi with the rebound as O'Neill fired up a kind of an awkward-looking three, but caught iron. And
hey, when you don't get a lot of chances, you got to get there and put that apple up in the air, kid.
Get it when you can, baby. You can't score from the bleachers. So.
Exactly.
So Nardi will get a couple here. As the first one looks good, nothing but net. And 3 points now for Nardi as he looks to extend this lead back out to 20 for the Tigers. Yeah, a little bit long, but the big man, Borsvold, clears out a little bit of space and says, this one's mine.
You have a day, kid. Owen Borsvold having a good day as a senior.
Absolutely. 4th point for him tonight. Been aggressive on the defensive end as well as back the other way comes Joburg. A nice little up and under goes awry. No good, but a nice take by Benny Lindbergh, feeling it a little bit. As we go under 10 seconds, Alcona going to be content just to dribble it out, and Joburg going to be content to let him. As Alcona's going to hold the ball, and as they say, that's all there is. There is no more here from this first game of the night. And Alcona is going to take home the victory, 62-41.
The Alcona Tigers will be playing Friday evening.